Hey everyone, welcome back to the Flip Face Podcast. I'm Jonah.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Johnny.
Can you hear me? Tyler's mic was muted, sorry.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Johnny.
And the Wicker Man.
Yeah. The Wicker Man.
The Wicker Man.
Have you seen this movie? Why did you recommend it?
Because I looked up one of those BuzzFeed articles. Worst movies of all time.
Oh.
And quite near to the top of the list, right below The Room, I believe, was The Wicker Man.
I feel like The Room doesn't deserve to be on the worst movie list.
No,
though, because it's not. It's so bad that it's become an icon.
It's a complete failure.
Yeah.
And we should let Tommy Wiseau fade into obscurity.
He won't
for
fade,
his failure.
I still see him all over social
media. I know, that's
the
problem.
Constantly.
What does that say about our society that even a failure can succeed?
And that's all. That's all.
We're soft. We've gone soft.
We've had Trump and Biden in office now, so that's a clear.
We had a hard man. We had a dead man, and now we're soft.
Yeah,
I thought that this movie was like a decent movie. I don't know why. Like, I just heard Wicker Man.
I've heard
about this movie before.
I've heard the name constantly,
and then like
all the time.
Scene one, I realized. Okay,
yeah,
this is
first, after the first line of dialogue, where you're like, oh, I see what I mean.
This is not going to be a good movie.
It's a funny movie, though, because it has some good actors doing some good performances, but all encompassing, it's like a...
It reminds me a lot of Midsommar.
Well, so...
It's like a very, like silly Midsommar.
Yeah, it's like Midsommar, and then they were just like, let's put Nick Cage in there as a don't take no crap detective. And even he doesn't really like...
It's not the right role for Nick Cage.
No,
Nick Cage is too weird to be a normal character. You know what
yeah,
I mean? He's got to be a slightly weird
character. That's funny, that's actually one...
When he's scared, he's not really... He doesn't ever really get scared or like disturbed in the movie.
But he's also not like... convincing enough as a tough guy where you're like, yeah, he's a no-nonsense cop.
Exactly.
One of my slams is that I think Nicolas Cage has the hardest time acting when he's trying to act like a normal person.
Yes. Yes, that's true. Because, okay, the most recent Nick Cage movie I saw was Pig, where he was this world-renowned chef, and then he, like, kind of retired, and, like, he just lives out in the woods with, like, a pig, and I'm like, this is perfect for Nicolas Cage, because he's, like, it's a weird character, it's a weird guy.
He could play that.
And he did a phenomenal job. Like, you have to, as a director, you have to find the right guys to, you know.
And Nick Cage is not.
Nick Cage is not a normal police officer. No, not at all.
Not in this sense.
Well, I don't know. Should we just get into
it? Let's get into it.
All right, now it's time for the first segment of the show called Lambs and Slamps. This is the part of the show where we discuss things we like about the movie, the lamps, and the things we don't like, the slamps. Jonah, you've already started us out with a slamp. So now I'm going to come in with a slamp, okay?
Okay.
If I just ate one of them burgers, I'd be in a trance too. Say, where's your friend?
Okay.
That was the first line of this movie, and it was it was the worst line.
It was
so weirdly delivered.
I have a very similar slamp that Nick Cage apparently ordered a salad, but this other guy got his burger and ate it before the salad even arrived.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Which probably because nobody orders salads in that.
I was going to say, in a diner like that, a salad is literally they just take the lettuce topping from a burger and then a tomato slice and they just put it together and give it
and
out.
And they douse it in ranch dressing.
Yeah. Diner food.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
He's not a normal man.
No. John, do you have a slamp?
Slamp. The creepy kid in the car. It's unnecessary. Just kept coming back too many times throughout the movie, too. Yeah, it was like every 5 minutes, it was a flashback to that kid.
Right.
Nicolas Cage freaking out in a different, slightly altered setting with that kid.
Well, that's the other like inherent problem with this movie is everyone from this like cult that Nicolas Cage encounters is acting so strange. Not at all trying to like be secretive. Not at all trying to seem normal.
No.
Like everyone just like... Well, hello, I'm Mother Rose, and isn't that normal? Look at all the normal things we're doing on
it's
this island.
It's Sister Rose, actually.
Sister Rose.
Yep.
Like, if he was any sort of, like, normal, rational, like, had a brain that could detect things that were unusual, like, right off the bat, he would have been like, I shouldn't be on this island.
Yeah.
Like, something's up.
I should leave immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, clearly, like, something's afoot. Right? Yes.
Or not leave his gun lying around.
That's
as many times as he does.
That's what's so odd about this movie is that, like, if he's this normal person, he should have figured this out long ago and left.
Yeah, he was just willfully, like, getting gaslit. He knew it.
Yes.
And he was just like, oh, okay, yeah.
Right.
You know, oh, I'm going to go yell at the schoolyard full of kids now.
Also, like, you tell me it's my daughter. Yeah, I 100% believe you. Like, okay, you're not being secretive either.
you've been gone for 13 years? Okay, that's fine. Because, wait, guess what? I still love you.
Anytime he asks, like, questions to, what was her name? Willow. Whatever her name was.
Doesn't matter.
It was like, as soon as he asked a question, like, she would just dodge everything. I'm like, okay, obviously she's
in her, like, her story would change, like, as the movie
constantly,
went.
Constantly.
Wait, here's a slam. I have to show it to you, though, because it's right at 6 minutes in the movie. I don't know why I laughed so hard at it. Nick Cage is sitting there watching a TV show.
Yep.
Just the way he acts surprised is just so...
That's what I'm saying. You can't have Nicolas Cage and be like, all right, Nick, like, you're a normal guy, you watch TV, now you get surprised, let's see it. Because the way that he responds to everything is like, like a weird guy.
Here's a lamp. Ahoy there.
Yay, I had that written down too.
He walks up to the pilot, he's like, ahoy there.
And then he's just like, what the hell was that?
What do you think you are, son?
Oh, sorry, I didn't know what to say.
Hello will do. Like, what? also, the guy...
Like, this movie could be a comedy if you just twist it a little bit.
And, like, the pilot didn't want to take him to the island at all. But then Nicolas Cage delivers that cringy line about, oh, how about you know, my friend Benjamin, and da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And then immediately, just the next shot is him admiring the Pacific Northwest as they're flying across it.
Right, because the pilot's like, no, I'm not taking you. A little thing called respect. A little thing called privacy. I have my, I'm standing on my, my principles. And then he's just like, well, how about a little bit of money?
Well, you didn't say you had money.
Actually, that's on IMDb, that's like one of the big plot holes is, why did they have to kill the pilot if like they wanted him to bring Nicolas Cage to the island?
No reason.
No reason at all.
Yeah. Also, how are they going to get their stuff now that that pilot's gone? Because they don't have telephones.
But they had a website.
Did they?
I read something about a website.
Did anyone have a computer? I didn't see any computers.
I don't know. They weren't supposed to have any phones, so how do they...
All I know is they had bikes, they had bear costumes, and they had bees.
Lots of bees.
Oh, boy, did they have bees.
Wait, give me one sec.
This movie should have been called Don't Mess With The Bees.
Oh, no, Jonah's crying.
Are you thinking about eyes?
Don't talk about the bees, man. That's a sensitive subject to him.
Yeah, maybe like he was thinking bees, like bees buzzing, flying into my eye.
Yeah.
Started making his eyes water.
I remember as a kid, he got stung. A bee got into his shirt one day.
Oh.
And he couldn't get it out and then it ended up stinging him.
Oh, no.
And he's been like, so he hates spiders and he hates bees ever since that incident. No, it wasn't a bee. It was a wasp.
Ooh, even
and wasps
worse.
Just bite and bite and bite because they don't actually sting you.
Oh, they're biting you.
Or is it yellow jackets or wasps that bite?
I thought it was wasps could just sting you a million times because
they don't sting. They bite.
They bite.
Yeah, but they got little pincher teeth.
John is pantomiming pincer teeth.
What are you talking
Interesting.
About?
Wasps can just bite you a million times.
They could sting you over and over again.
I thought it was biting.
I've been stung by a wasp because it hurts really bad because they have, like, inject venom.
One time when I was a kid, this wasp flew inside my shirt and I was trying to get it out, but I couldn't get it out of my shirt and it just kept, like, stinging me.
A wasp?
It was really bad.
And I'm trying to think. Wasp? I don't know if it was Jonah or Josh that happened to.
What?
One of the Krylo kids, a bee flew into their shirt.
Was it you?
I had a bee flying in my shirt and yes, I was, like, trying to run away to get away from it around the pool because I was like, there's a bee following me. And then finally I realized it was in my shirt, so I just ripped my shirt off and, like...
You ripped the shirt off?
Well, just like,
it was really
got it off
cool.
really quick.
When he did it, too, he was like, Hulk smash!
Wasps can sting multiple times because they don't lose their stinger with their sting.
Oh, I thought they bit. That's how they could get
away
with
bees,
it.
I think bees have like
what
barbs.
Look at what yellow jackets do.
I think yellow jackets are just a synonym for wasps. No?
I thought they were different.
Maybe. Yellow jacket.
Maybe yellow jacket is like the derogatory term for wasp.
Maybe.
Yellow jackets do.
Eat beetles, grubs, fly, and other harmful pests.
Okay. Nothing about stinging. Nothing about biting. Okay.
Yeah.
So
that's what John asked me. He wanted to know what yellow jackets do.
Wait, people who also ask, what do yellow jackets do to humans?
Who are allergic to their stings, yellow jackets
sting and bite. Okay, so they can bite. All right.
Yellow jackets can bite.
So they can sting you and bite you.
They're just the ultimate
weapon. They're the
weapon.
Worst. Of, yeah,
the ultimate worst of both flying
weapon.
Weapon.
I remember once I got stung right on the thumb by a wasp, and it was like, it hurt so bad. Just like stung, like for like 20 minutes.
Wow. I've never been stung by a bee, never been stung by a wasp, what? Never been stung or bitten.
It's not enjoyable at all.
I've stepped on
I've
a bee
been
and
bitten
got stung.
By a spider. That's about it.
Oh.
Did you see? Yeah. Oh, I need to show you the picture of, I mean, you can still see it from a couple weeks ago.
Oh, look at
when
that.
I got a bug bite, and it was like a big red circle around it.
What kind of bug?
Probably a spider.
Probably a spider.
That's what I've been told.
These freaking bugs, man. So, like, presumably they get you in your sleep, and yeah. then they just bite you.
This one just showed up, though, like, in the afternoon. Like, it wasn't there, then all of a sudden, like, Kali's like, what's
up? Like, why do bugs do that? Why do they bite you? Just leave us alone.
Maybe because you're sweet.
Do people with diabetes get attacked more often?
Jonah, do you think that you're sweet?
No.
Do you think your skin is sweet?
No.
Do you think your blood is sweet, though?
No.
I know. Here's a slam. Why is Nicolas Cage dressed like a college professor?
He's never once dressed like a detective.
Yeah, nothing about really. Him is normal.
He's wearing, like, a college professor, like, down to the sleeves with the leather patches so that when you're leaning on a
desk. But
his gun,
like, on his, like, front hip and, like, this really weird holster.
Yes.
Also, he never, like, is he a detective or is he just a straight up
I don't know.
Officer?
It seemed like he's a CHP officer.
No, he was just a motor officer. And then the girl officer is like, hey, are you going to become, like, are you going to go for detective? Because he got, like, a bunch of medals or something for trying to save those people. He's like, I don't know. I just need some time alone. So, no, he's not a detective.
He's the Wicker Man.
I just
need some time alone, or I need to go to an island and search for a little girl who may or may not be my daughter.
Wait, what I want to bring up about the bee thing, since you guys talked about that without me.
Yeah.
John, were you like really appreciative that they like really set up this whole bee and bee allergy thing? Like,
I did.
It very clear when he's
they
like, I'm allergic
clear
to bees.
As day.
Is that what you wanted in the Batman?
I did.
For like him
I
to be did. Fiddling around with like some like this serum stuff sense. And it Alfred's like, do you want some coffee? He's like, oh, no coffee for me. I have this.
I have adrenochrome.
It's actually venom.
The compound is called venom in the the antagonist of Batman named Bane uses it to increase his strength and stamina. Actually breaks Batman's back at one point.
I have a lamp. Yeah. I have a lamp.
Yes.
So this is towards the end of the movie when things are starting to go down and he's like in the inn. And then that chick is attacking him.
Yeah.
And he just absolutely thunder kicks her into that wall of picture. Like, the most obnoxious out of nowhere kick ever.
Like the most powerful kick I've ever seen.
That was amazing.
Like superhuman level.
It was.
Like, kicked her so hard that she crashed into
a wall.
She was,
like, getting the better of him for most of that fight. Yes. And then out of nowhere, he just turns it on to Max out of nowhere. And that was an amazing kick. Broke all the pictures.
It was actually part of a deleted scene where he sort of puts his hands together and he goes, ultimate kick, and then he does it.
Okay, so one of the funniest, I think, trivias that I found on this movie, how do you say his last name? Malice. It says Edward Malice punches out three women.
Yeah.
That's it. I just saw that and I just laughed. Nice. I'm like,
good old Ed.
Pretty good.
He does.
Pretty good.
That does happen in this movie.
Here's a slamp. Why didn't he look in the bag? He gets to the island. Everyone's acting weird. Everyone's like, oh, I don't know. I've never even seen a little girl my whole life.
Oh, you want to look in the bag?
Yeah. And then there's like these dudes holding this bag and it's dripping blood.
Clearly dripping blood.
And someone's like wriggling around in there and he's like, oh, what is that, a shark?
Why would he say shark?
And then they're like, well, go ahead and take a look. And then he begins to peek in there. And then, like, I guess whatever's in the bag, like, jumps. And then he, like, jumps back. And then they all laugh at him. And he's like, well, fine. I don't need to look in this bag. And then he leaves. He's like, look in the bag. It's dripping blood. You don't know what it is. Why don't you look at it? Maybe it's a human being.
I thought for some reason that I, like, looked away and I missed him actually.
I did the same
thing.
No! I went back and rewatched it.
He does not look in the bag. And that could have been it. Because he opens the bag. Oh, look. It's a human being with two broken legs. All right, you're all arrested, or I'm going to leave and call the cops, or XYZ, something.
Hey, did you watch the director or the uncut version or the theatrical version?
I watched whatever was on YouTube.
I watched what was on Apple TV, and I had to look up the torture scene on YouTube.
Okay, because I think John saw
it. On the YouTube, I paid like $3 to rent it on YouTube, and they had the full, the uncut version on there, okay, I guess. Because I didn't realize that.
You Snapchatted me that scene. I'm like, oh, that makes sense that the subtitles are off because it's an added scene. Yeah, because you just hear him saying that stuff right as they're walking to the Wicker Man.
Yeah, so that's the version I got too. They cut that to get a better rating.
Yes, they wanted to be PG-13 instead
right.
of R.
Right.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. Which I mean that, you know, that
were the torture scenes like brutal.
That torture scene is like the best scene of the movie.
It was.
Did you not watch the torture scene?
No,
it was the only engaging part of the movie.
I told you I saw the same one you did.
Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. So watch it now. Just Wicker Man torture scene. Oh man, I can't wait for Jonas.
Wicker Man. Torture scene.
Okay, Jonah's looking it up.
YouTube.
He has like the little the bear claws on his feet.
Right? Is there cussing in this? I'm gonna
yeah, because when I remember the snap that I sent you, he was like,
okay, so they're
saying every woman derogatory term.
You bees!
Alright, so they're tying his feet down to these logs.
Yep.
Wow, this is brutal.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
I'll pull up the... Because they keep the audio in.
Right.
And the subtitles were different when I was watching it.
Yeah.
Do you guys like watching things with subtitles or no subtitles?
No, I hate subtitles.
I don't like subtitles.
I love subtitles. I watch everything with subtitles.
You're nuts.
Man, I'm a... Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They've just broken one of Nicolas Cage's legs.
Still, he has pants on, but it, like, they show like the, you know, it's obviously a fake leg and the knee just goes backwards.
No, they really broke Nicolas Cage's legs for this movie.
He wanted to go all
in. He was in a cast for 19 months.
Did you know that Nicolas Cage is like proud of his performance and still defends it for this movie?
Yep.
He thinks that like he did a good job.
It's because Nicolas Cage is a crazy person.
Yeah, he tries to tell everybody that like, oh yeah, like me and the director knew that this was like a funny movie.
Like, yeah, like, okay, dude. This is that's rough.
It's pretty brutal.
Wait, no, don't skip.
Okay, here we go.
I saw something.
Turn the audio on.
What is it?
What is it? Oh, no, not the beast!
This is so bad.
And that's it. The bees have overtaken him.
What was the point of them pouring the bees on his head in the first place?
I don't know.
Also, like, wouldn't that kill him?
Well, if they stung him? Watch.
They
keep
give
watching.
Him like a EpiPen shot or something.
Oh, okay. They want him to just suffer.
They just want him to suffer.
Okay, but if you're allergic to bees and get stung that many times on the head, is like an EpiPen going to save you?
I don't know how EpiPens work. She says, we tried the old way. Now let's do it the new way.
Also, aren't you supposed to go like do those into your thigh, not to your neck?
I don't know.
I have so many questions.
I know what I've seen in movies, but I've never seen it in real life.
Why is it blinking?
Yeah, I understand them breaking his legs so he doesn't, you know, escape. Try and get away.
The bees
was just too much.
I think just for that powerful moment where Nicolas Cage goes, oh, what is that? Oh, no, not the bees. They're in my eyes.
Where's the...
And then he gets burned alive, and that's the end of the movie.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're kind of jumping ahead. John, you got any more lamps and slams?
Lamp. He uses the word quixotic at one point in the movie.
Quixotic?
Quixotic.
Quixotic.
It's when he's talking to the school teacher lady, and he's like, oh, because that would be quixotic. And she's like, oh, you understand.
What?
And I'm
what
like,
is that movie? What is that? What
I don't know. I didn't look it up. I just thought it was a fascinating word.
How could you not look it up?
Wait, spell it.
All right, you ready? Yeah. Quixotic.
What a crazy word.
Why'd you spell it so slow? Exceedingly idealistic, unrealistic, and impractical. A vast and perhaps quixotic project.
Quixotic.
I'll show you, John. This is how it cuts in the theatrical version, is they all start approaching him. And He kicks two people. Whoa! He doesn't pistol whip anyone.
No.
He just kicks two people. And then,
the pistol whip matters.
And then now it cuts to the parade. Or I guess it cuts to her.
And it just voice over him going like,
I don't even believe this. I don't even believe in your God. This isn't going to do anything.
And then I think he just says like,
oh, my legs. You broke both of them. You broke both of my legs.
Oh, yeah, it's right here.
You took this mallet.
Wait.
I don't believe in your God. My legs.
Yeah, right there.
What?
My legs. He says, ah, my legs.
It doesn't even line up with like what's
both
happening.
My legs.
They want to show that they broke his legs.
But also they don't explain the welts on his face from the bee stings because they say nothing about the bees.
Does he have, I guess.
Look at all the welts.
Yeah,
on his
look
face.
At all the welts. What?
I guess I just thought they beat him or... And maybe I don't know.
It's a very just strange like if you're gonna do that to a movie, like you need to
do something.
Okay, if you're gonna make a movie,
you gotta take us there. You can't just like
if you're gonna make a movie about a disturbing cult going on, you have to go all the way.
Yeah,
with
it has to be R. Like you just have to accept that.
You
rating.
Have to Midsummer it. You have to.
Right. Yeah. Right. Because Midsummer is a really good movie. It's disturbing,
amazing.
But it is a good movie.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't even good enough to be disturbing. It's just like it's funny.
Here's a slamp.
You're a bunch of liars, and you're the biggest liar of them all.
School full of children.
He calls the group of female children a bunch of liars. And then he points to the teacher and says, and you're the biggest liar of them all.
Yeah.
This is funny. This is a funny movie.
Molly Parker is the school teacher, and I've seen her in like a couple things.
She's also one of my celebrity crushes.
Was she in House of Cards?
She was in House of Cards.
Oh, that's where I know her.
She
from.
Dated Remy, remember?
Yeah.
Molly Parker.
I think she's quite
Deadwood.
I think she's quite beautiful.
She is. She is.
She's beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm. Looking at what else is she in?
She's a good actor, too. She was in a movie, 1927, is that the movie?
1922.
Wait, James
1922,
James
the one,
Franco was in this
the
movie?
One with the guy who's like...
Did you not watch the last scene?
No. I turned it off after...
John, you missed out,
I turned it off
okay.
after that. That was just like, whatever, okay, this is done, we're good.
Okay, 6 months...
Oh, 6 months later!
6 months later, they're at a bar.
Here we go.
No.
James Franco is just taking a swig of something.
James Franco, what's the other actor's name?
He's at a bar. He's wearing a yellow Ralph polo shirt.
What's this guy's name?
Oh, that guy.
Well, still early.
What is that man's name?
Yeah, but
let me see.
Look around.
He's that guy who died. His son.
So look who walks into the bar.
Oh no!
Check it out,
Sister Willow herself. Oh.
Here come the barflies.
So as soon as you
buzz, buzz, here comes the barflies.
I'll stop you here as soon as it reveals who she's with.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
It's her and the other chick from the... What's the
island
called?
Oh, yeah, the chick who got feather
Sister
kicked.
Honey and Sister Willow.
So she asked the other guy, or James, the other guy, to go to the bar, get some drinks, and she says, oh, what are you going to do after this? He's like, oh, go home. She's like, well, can you, you know, when you do, can you take me with you? And also she asks, what do you do? And he's like, oh, I'm actually, you know, in the police academy, actually, like, just graduated. So, something with cops. And
not one Wicker Man. Two Wicker Man. You think were they going to make a sequel, Wicker Man 2?
I don't know.
There's
going
to be two Wicker Men?
If it had made money, they would have made a second Wicker Man.
Because you don't just have James Franco in there just for nothing.
Well, back in 2006, I don't know if James Franco was a big
Jason
name.
Ritter.
Jason Ritter.
That's
he's
the other
Paul
guy.
Ritter's son. Paul Ritter died. He was in 8 Simple Rules, and he died.
At least in this movie, my one lamp is that they at least kill off Nick Cage, and like he's the main character. At least they were able to do that, not like do some weird workaround where he survives it, you know?
I thought he was going to survive. I thought he
was
gonna
I was going to be really disappointed
if he
survived.
Some crazy Nick Cage moves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say that Nick Cage is a good actor, but he is good if you put him in the right role.
Yes.
So I think that makes him a bad actor, actually, if he can't just go in any
good.
Role.
He's not good.
It's like, I could be a good actor, but just put me in the right role.
Like, Jonah could be a good actor if you put Jonah in, like, the role of, like, the accountant. Like, he has to be like an office guy. You know?
Oh, okay, an office guy, thanks.
Like, you couldn't play like a serial killer, could
don't
you?
Don't give him too many speaking roles.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, my character doesn't speak a lot.
He's account number two.
Jonah, give us your best serial killer like persona.
Hey, I'm a serial killer.
See, this is what I'm saying?
That was good. That was good. Jonah, do your line from Tron.
End of line, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. I
don't know. You look so bad. Here is a slamp. How to get burned.
So I had written down my slamps in all caps, how to get burned, but I couldn't remember why.
It was a doll whose face was burned, and he was very concerned about it. I'm not sure why, because it was just a doll. I imagine it got burned because somebody put it in some fire or something,
Nick. It was Roland's doll, whatever his daughter's name was. Roland?
He had no evidence that it was his daughter's doll. To him, it's just a doll.
Oh my gosh.
Like, such a strange choice.
This daughter that he's never met.
Yes.
Knows nothing about her.
Doesn't even know if it's his daughter.
He hasn't even seen a picture of her. Yes, he has.
No, he's seen one picture.
One singular picture.
But for all intents and purposes, this daughter has already been burned, right? This daughter's dead.
Yeah.
Like the motivation behind this man is, like, insane. It's a crazy movie.
I just don't get how the director was like fine with all this. Like, yeah, that works.
this is turning out okay.
I just want to imagine like every take was like 50 takes. He's like, well, we're not getting anything different from Nick, so I'll just move on.
I have a slam.
Now, Nick, when you talk about the burned doll, maybe don't be so intense about it.
And it's just the same exact intensity every single time.
He was midway through his line of cocaine. His director mentioned that. And he was like, well, too late.
All right, I'll go. Less intense. Okay.
I have a slamp. The two blind old ladies. What was with that?
Yeah, that also like crossed the line into like silly territory because they're like two blind old ladies who are just like speaking in tandem.
Is that supposed to be scary? When they first showed up, and when you first see them, the other lady's also saying like, "Oh, you're ready for, you know, like tomorrow or whatever. Like it's going to be a day of birth and death." Da da da. I thought they were going to do the ritual that we saw in Midsummer,
right?
Where the old people like die, and then the dead like make room for the babies. Well, I thought something like that.
That would have been something.
Yeah,
that would have been a choice.
They were going to use the old ladies in that way, but nope, they never did anything.
I would venture to say they didn't use those two old ladies at all.
The only other scene with them is like when Nicolas Cage was running down the road and then they go like, oh, look, there he is.
He is here. Oh, yeah. Isn't he here now?
He just looks at them and walks away. And I was just like, what?
My favorite is when he's like, he goes into Sister Summer Isle's house and then he starts whipping open doors and like he opens one door and it's like a dude with a bunch of bee stings like laying in a bed. And then he's like, oh, and then he like goes and like whips open another door. And it's like a woman with like a beard of bees. And then he's like, oh,
I'm like, what's happening?
There's a woman sitting in a room with a bunch of bees around her. And she's just like, yep, I'm just going to sit here. What's the point?
I don't know.
Is it just supposed to be scary? Like we're supposed to be afraid of this woman with all the bees?
I don't know what was happening.
I feel like they're trying to be
like very heavy handed on like, oh, like, you know how a bee colony is run by the queen bee, like,
get
this is
it?
This is a society all run by the women, you know, like,
get it?
Like, see, like, we're good with some symbolism here, you know,
get it?
we're smart.
Oh yeah, sure, there's men all right, but it seems like their tongues have been cut out, huh? Get it?
They serve the women.
Sorry, so the men's tongues were cut out? Yeah. Or they were like retarded? Yeah.
I think they cut the tongues out.
They cut the tongues out.
Seemed that way, right?
Yeah,
because the men didn't speak.
Mm-mm. And one tried to speak, was like, oh,
he's like, oh, no. That was kind of offensive, that sound I made. I take it back. Forgive me. Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a lamp. Nick Cage in a bear suit.
Nick Cage in a bear suit.
Another thing that's very similar to Midsummer.
Yep.
Yes. It's I'm like, not, But it's just like, it's nice to see Nicolas Cage, like this big Hollywood star, in like a full bear suit. And like, yeah, he's like running up to Willow and he's like, "Hey, Willow, it's me. I'm in the bear suit."
I thought it was so funny when he took it off, but he still had the bear suit.
Yeah. Your Nick Cage impression is very close to your Matthew McConaughey impression.
I would disagree, because Matthew McConaughey is like, "Hey, you know, like, you got to do what you got to do, man. And that's no stopping that." And Nick Cage is like, "Hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do."
Yeah, I see it, John. I see it.
he's all offended over there.
Now. "I lost my hand! Didn't you see what happened when I lost my hand?"
All right, you just go, okay, so you're good at like a like coked up Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
Just very
Well, when Nicolas Cage speaks, he's just like, "Oh, hey, I was just joking. Like, just, I need a ride to the island." He's more or less a normal man, but when he yells is when Nicolas Cage is truly, you know, formed.
When he's uncaged.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. When Nicolas Cage dies, we all make a documentary. We all pitch in money because we'll all be rich by then. Mm-hmm. We'll be rich as Nazis. We all pitch in money to make a documentary. We call it Nicolas Cage Uncaged.
Ooh. Okay.
And it's just about Nicolas Cage.
All right.
And we sell it to Netflix, we make a boatload of money, and we're all rich. Rich as Nazis.
What's it going to be? And this is when he made National Treasure. We just play National Treasure.
Just the full movie.
Episode two.
But as the movie's playing, we're giving commentary.
And this is when he acted out this scene that's actually in the movie. You can see it here.
And it's hard to tell if Nicolas Cage has gone totally bald at this point or if he still has hair plugs, but...
We also have to, like, distort the voices in the movie for, like, copyright reasons and stuff so we can actually show it in our documentary so it doesn't even sound like Nick Cage.
There is a map on the back of the Declaration of Independence.
Do you have any more lamptress lamps?
My last lamp is... "Oh, no, not the bees! Ah! They're in my eyes! They're in my eyes!"
I'm so glad I saw that, because that's a huge scene to miss out on.
I would say it's... Yeah, I would say it's a linchpin of this whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the pinnacle of his bad acting.
The pinnacle.
Because I thought it was that first time he encountered bees, when he accidentally was, like, walking the bike and just... no awareness whatsoever, and just runs it into a beehive.
Right into just this wagon that has a beehive on it.
And then he's like tumbling down down a hill, like running into every beehive. Like, they should have played that.
But it wasn't a hill. It was all just, it was a field. He was stumbling around.
But he could not stop running into beehives. Jonah.
I'm out.
Johnny.
I'm all tapped out.
And now it's time for the second segment of the show. The segment we like to call Punch, Hunch, or Brunch. If it's not too much, what do you say is such, Bunch? This is the part of the show where we have three categories. Who in this movie do you want to punch? Two, who in this movie, if you're hired by the FBI to solve a murder, do you bring along with you to solve said murder? And that's called Hunch. And Brunch, who in this movie do you want to have brunch with? So, Jonah, can we start you out? Or you have your answer locked and loaded? Are you ready to go? Who are you going to punch, Jonah?
I'm going to punch the mom, Willow.
Why?
Just for being deceptive and bringing him there under false pretenses.
I mean, she essentially killed him, right?
Yep.
Essentially.
She chose him to be killed.
Right.
She even used her own daughter to kill him.
Yeah.
Terrible mother.
Why is it cops? Because at the last scene, the bar, they're also targeting
cops. Because
it's
again. Like the cops will come investigate, I guess. It's like they're good people that they're going to want to come figure out this mystery, you know? Yes.
What I don't understand is
but also, wouldn't that mean that, like, they're kind of like, they could figure it out and, like...
One of these days, they're going to get a good cop.
Yeah, yeah.
A competent person, competent human being.
Maybe they have to be, like, bad cops.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, another thing is, why can't they just, like, woo these guys into, like, you know, being with them? And they're like, "Oh, you should come home with me. Oh, okay, yeah, cool, yeah." And then they kill them when they get to the island.
Wouldn't that be simpler?
Maybe have them arrive the day of the festival, so you're not just, like, having them, just gaslighting them.
Well, how many guys would, like, you're like, "Hey, like, I know we hooked up this long, however long ago, like, did you want to come out to this island and, you know, it's a big festival?" How many guys would say yes? Probably quite a few. You don't have to go through this whole thing.
Yep. Or they don't even have to send them out years and years in advance. Send them out.
No,
a couple months in advance. Well, they want the
relation, the blood relation to the island, though. So they need them to.
But that's what's funny too. They want to sacrifice Nicolas Cage, right? Mm-hmm. You'd think as soon as he steps foot on the island, they're all like, "Oh, that's the guy, grab him!" But instead, they're like, "Oh, I don't know what's going on here."
They have, the first night he's sleeping,
have free reign of the island for a few days.
Do they have
hope you don't leave.
Do they have to do it on that specific day?
I don't know.
But they keep him alive. Just put him in a cell.
True. Yeah.
Chloroform him, put him in a cell, and why then did, he's
what's
there.
Your name? Let him out of the water jail thing.
He said, like, the island is, like, swimming distance from, like, where he took off with the pilot.
Yeah, one thing, you spook him and he's gone.
Like, so this movie, wrong. Like, as it's nothing but plot holes.
Makes no sense. All right, what was with the crow in the desk? I just remember.
They wanted to see if it would die.
No, I think it was that old riddle. How is a raven symbol? Like a writing desk?
Both are made of wood.
And they're both inside.
You know what's
funny? Because the desk is inside and the crow's inside the desk.
I don't know how I got that answer, but like that's always just been like my just default. I don't know why. So when you texted that the other day and like it was literally like I rolled out of bed, saw the text, like half asleep, like they're both made of wood. Boom, instant. First thing I thought of that morning.
Well, it's very funny because it's like, like you have to read it like someone like with like confidence is like, they're both made of wood. Like so many things a raven is made out of wood.
They could be.
I guess they could be.
Yep. They could be. John, who are you going to punch?
You're going to punch.
I'm going to punch Nicolas Cage.
Why?
Just for being an idiot.
Oh, come on.
Just being dumb.
He was doing his duty, man. He was trying to save his daughter.
He's not doing his duty. He was off the clock. He didn't even have. He wasn't on the job for this.
How was this in any way his jurisdiction?
Yeah,
it was apparently part of the state of Washington.
They bring that.
Yeah, right off the bat, they're like, "You don't have any jurisdiction here." And he's like, that's not the way it works." Yes, it is.
That's exactly the way it works.
It wasn't his jurisdiction, and it was private property on top of that. Right. So it was just like, okay.
A huge legal issue that is not at all just like, oh, I could be here.
Yeah, nobody had broken any laws at this point.
He was such a dum-dum and befuddled this whole movie. I was like, how?
Yeah, I'm also going to punch Edward Mollis.
Ed.
Yeah, he was like... Because he seems like a good cop, but a good cop wouldn't be this stupid. So it's like, so he's a bad cop.
He's a terrible cop.
Maybe the world's better without him.
I think so.
Maybe it's good that he became the Wicker Man.
At least his life had purpose in that moment.
That's true. That's true. I like that. That's beautiful.
Because his life was kind of purposeless.
Before then. Can I seal that and tattoo it on my upper thigh?
No.
Darn. I should get a tattoo gun, huh?
Yeah,
in fact, we could make a lot of good decisions if I had a tattoo gun.
Yeah, start doing save time. Weekly flick face recording tattoos.
Yeah.
If we get a tattoo every week, by the time, you know, 2 years down the road, we'll be fully tatted head to toe.
With terrible tattoos. The best type.
That always looks good.
Well, I'll just have you, like, just learn how to tattoo, like, an X really good. We'll do an X for every... We'll be full of X's, and we'll call ourselves the X-Men. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do little do 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 do. Where did you go, you Cajun? Well, I'm right here, petite. This is dialogue from the X-Men because
Cajun.
Yeah, Wolverine would be like, "Where did you go, you Cajun?" Talking about Gambit because he was Cajun,
and then
Gambit would talk about Jubilee because she was very short. He'd be like, "Well, hello there, petite. What's going on today?" You know. And then Jubilee would be like, "Fireworks! Fireworks! Fireworks!" Did I spill on you?
That all over me.
I'm sorry. I had a drink in my hand, and I sort of gestured towards John when I was doing the fireworks.
The splash zone over here.
You're in the splash zone. Hey, bud, call me Shamu because you're in the splash zone. And hunch, Jonah. Knock, knock, knock. The FBI's at your door. They say, "Jonah, you can solve a murder, but can you bring someone from the Wicker Man?"
I'm going to bring female cop.
Female cop.
The one who knocks on Nicolas Cage's window and startles him.
Yeah. Can I tell you? So here, I have to give my next answer, though.
Okay.
So I'm going to take Officer Pete to brunch because we already saw he's going to be like a normal human being,
right?
Like just eating lunch with him.
The only normal man in this whole movie.
And then I wanted someone else that's going to be normal and somewhat competent. So the other female cop and everyone else in this movie is just
But that female cop was part of the cult.
No, she wasn't.
She showed up at the end, remember? She took her mask off. She was like, "I've been here the whole time."
No.
Did you not see that? I promise you, yes.
Was she? Okay, well, I got to
Along with the woman and the little girl who blew up in a car, they were also somehow part of the cult and survived that explosion.
Okay, I'm just going to go with bar guy number one, a.k.a. James Franco, then, to solve a murder with.
Also, so you know the guy who played Harvey Dent in The Dark Knight?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's in this movie. He is the first guy at the diner who just like says like, oh, thanks, sweetheart, and he leaves.
Truck stop patron, Aaron Eckhart.
What the heck?
Look at that.
Yep.
I was watching The Dark Knight the other day.
Who would have thought?
It's such a good movie.
Why don't we cut you up in little pieces and feed you your pooches? And then we'll see how loyal a hungry dog really is.
You know what made me think of it too? Is when you spilled your drink is when the Joker goes to the Wayne Manor party, whatever, he just grabs the champagne and he, like, spills almost half of it.
And then takes a little swig. Where is Harvey Dent?
Such a good movie.
All right.
Top 10. Maybe top 5.
So Jonah's taking female cop. John.
No, I changed it. I changed it to James Franco.
James Franco.
I didn't know she showed up.
I am taking seaplane pilot.
Why?
Because he's got a plane. If we need to fly somewhere, you can take me.
Tick.
But only if there's water there.
Only if there's water. So this has to be a maritime.
Maybe you're in Alaska.
Crime. Oh, that would work.
Maritime or maritime?
Maritime.
Maritime? Like,
maritime.
Like good old time. Tar-tar-tar, it's a maritime today. Like that?
Maritime.
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 You were saying maritime.
Maritime.
Maritime or maritime?
Maritime.
Maritime.
All right, I can't deal with this. Jonah. Oh, wait, no, I have to say Hunch. The two blind twins. Because I'd be like, listen, did you see Paul Satchnamato coming out of the chili store or not? And the twins would be like, yes. Did you see Paul Thatch Tomato coming out of the chili store? And that would be kind of spooky.
So you got a good cop, blind twin cop.
Yes. The old good cop, blind twin cop. They got to be blind and they have to be twins. Also, how are both the twins blind, by the way? Like, one of them gets blind in an accident. Sure, I can accept that. Both of them get blind?
Maybe that one just didn't want the other one to feel bad. Like, all right, I guess I'll go blind too.
But, like, realistically.
You're asking something realistically in this
Nobody
movie,
blinds
Tyler.
Himself out of guilt. Nobody blinds himself out of solidarity.
What if
that
there
doesn't
were
happen.
Twins that were both born blind?
What are the odds? Twins and blind?
What are the odds of this situation happening?
That's like saying you win $1 million and also you get both your hands chopped off at the same time.
How much incest goes on with this colony?
Seems like a lot.
I mean, there's gotta be.
The only men they have are the men that they swindle at bars, I guess.
So...
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Because it could be like an incest problem thing. They were born blind and twins because of mutant
defects. Well, there are some men. Maybe they're reproducing with the same men.
Do they keep
over
the same
again?
Bloodline for the men workers and then they bring in outside men for
I counted
men
like
duties?
Maybe 10 men. It's probably just the same 10 men. And Nicolas Cage sometimes.
Nicolas Cage, yep. That's what I was saying. Yeah, they keep the same bloodline for the everyday workers on the island. And then anytime they need a wicker man.
I think it's like anytime they need, it seems like the females are the ones that they get that are born not through incest. So that, you know, it's a more pure bloodline. Because then if all the males are just the ones that are, you know, born through incest, they don't care.
That's smart.
Because you definitely saw they did a bunch of abortions. So like if it took and it was a male that was getting born through an outsider, they probably just aborted it. I don't know. I'm reading a lot into that. I'm just assuming.
So they built that.
But that makes sense.
The Wicker Man universe is
pretty crazy. They built that Wicker Man?
Apparently.
With no machinery?
They built the pyramids without machinery.
True.
Good point. But they had a billion Jews as slaves.
Look, when you have incest slaves, you can do anything.
Is it crazy if I go to the bathroom?
Right now?
Is it crazy if I go to the bathroom right
also,
now?
Also, the odd, like, finding the odds of twins being born blind is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting at. It's very, because, like, they had, like, bluish tinted eyes, like, it was cataracts. They both got cataracts at the same time?
Maybe they just stung their eyes with bees a bunch of times.
If I go to the bathroom, will you guys talk amongst yourselves and keep the podcast live?
Yeah, we'll keep it going. Wait. Mercury's all right, we're back.
Quicksilver, as they say. That's not going to make any sense.
No. Yeah. Okay. Actually, if you listen to last week's Aftercast and then this week's Aftercast, we'll say why we're talking about Mercury.
Listeners, email in if you figured out the Mercury, the Quicksilver joke.
Anyway, Tyler's back. He went to the bathroom.
I'm back. And now it's time for...
Wait, did we all say...
We all said our hunch.
Hunch.
Okay.
Now it's time for brunch. Jonah, you're going to take Officer Pete to brunch, you said?
Officer Pete, yes.
Okay, because he's normal.
He's normal, and we saw him in a dining environment, so...
You want to have a normal brunch.
At this point, I just take anyone, anything normal, please.
Any normal person you can give me, I'll take.
I'll pay. Like, I don't mind paying this time.
Wow, I had a lot of free brunches. I'll pay to have a normal one. Just
please, I need something.
All right.
I've never heard those words come out of your mouth before.
Yeah, pretty shocking. Pretty shocking. John.
I would take the blind twins.
Okay.
Just imagine hearing them order. Just imagine we'll have them in a
French
restaurant.
Toast. With extra cinnamon.
It'd be a great time.
Do they do everything together? They
I'm
must.
Pretty sure they have to.
To be able to speak in tandem the way they do?
It's like they're conjoined twins, but they're not. I feel like it would be better if they were conjoined twins.
It would have made a lot more sense if they were conjoined twins. It would have
been so much better.
They just have like a set amount of phrases that like they just know. They're only going to say in these order throughout the day.
Yeah.
And then once they hit that, they don't talk at all.
Also, there were a lot of sets of twins. Like Molly Parker was Sister Rose and also Sister Thorne. Like there were two.
And
like a lot of the children, like there were sets of twins. Never discussed in the movie.
I mean, if you think about
never mentioned that there are all these sets of twins.
I mean, if it's all like a women's society and they're getting pregnant later in life, doesn't it like there's more chances to go up the later?
Well,
the older
Tyler,
you are?
As was argued in a past podcast, you can have story elements that don't need to be explained. Or
are you talking about how
Batman just kind of come out of nowhere and have a huge impact?
This is
on
so
the
different
story.
Than Batman having a vial of venom. This is so different.
I agree with Tyler on this one. John, you're outnumbered. You will always be outnumbered on that point.
You're insane. You're a madman. I'm going to take Sister Honey. Because, you know, she seemed like a sweet girl. Seemed like a fun gal.
Sister Honey.
She was at the end of the movie, the one who says, you know, James Franco, take me back to the apartment.
Oh.
She seemed nice. She seemed sweet. I think that maybe we could have a future together. I don't know.
Yeah, and yours ends in the Wicker Man.
Listen, maybe we, you know, we have one, you know, romantic night, and maybe she disappears to an island for 13 years, and then she calls me up one day and says, hey, there's a girl missing, can you help? And then I go to the island, and it's all cool, it's all fun.
Yep.
Maybe I put on a bear suit. And that is the end of the second segment, and now it's time for the final segment.
Trivia?
Trivial Trivia.
Woo!
Wait, give me one sec.
This is the best segment of the show, the favorite segment of all the players involved. This is the part of the show where I ask Jonah and Johnny six questions about the movie. Do they have the answers? Let's find out as we begin Trivial Trivia.
I'm ready.
First question. You have to let me finish the entire question before you buzz in.
I hate that rule. But go ahead.
But it's a rule nonetheless.
Hey, buzz, bees.
Yeah, buzz.
Yeah. Buzz in.
You have to buzz like a bee rather than an actual buzzer. And I can hear the difference. Johnny's got it. That's an electronic buzzer. I want to hear your bee. Bee. Bee.
Bee.
Bee.
Bee.
Bee.
Bee.
Bee buzz. Bee buzz. Bee buzz.
I don't know what you want from me.
When a bee flies by your head, I want to hear that noise. That's still electronic buzzer.
I'm a human being. How could it be an electronic buzzer?
John, let's hear the bee buzz. John's got it. I like the way John's buzzing in. Jonah, that's better.
That's so much worse.
Better. Sounds like a bee to me. Also, if you could get some like Doppler effect in there where it's like that'd be perfect.
Okay.
First question. While in the restaurant, Edward looks at an audiobook and smiles. What was the name of the audiobook? John did a correct bee buzz.
Everything's okay.
No, I buzzed in first. I had that answer.
All right, you both get a point.
I get a point.
I knew Jonah would have that. All right, one to one. Next question. How much money did Edward bribe the pilot with to take him to the island? Jonah.
To be exact, he said, I'll give you Grant and his twin brother Ulysses.
Uh-huh.
Which is $100, two $50 bills.
No.
Right?
Because you said Grant, so that's one. And Ulysses, his twin brother's Ulysses.
You want me to actually have
John,
here?
What's your guess?
How does he already have this pulled up?
John, what's your guess? Quick.
What I'm going to say $60.
John. I'll turn the audio on. Deliver, I had to actually read it with subtitles because I wasn't sure. I thought he said what you said,
what
but
doing now.
Not according to subtitles.
What would I have to do to catch a ride with you? Oh, no. I don't care to lose my contract with these folks. They're very particular.
All right, well, then just drop me down on the beach or whatever they have out there, and I'll walk into town.
The answer's still no.
Come on, it's just a few miles. I could practically swim that.
You better start swimming, then.
Why? What's the big deal?
Because he's private. He's off limits, and we respect that. We're all private people around here.
Yeah, but you're so warm and open, it really makes up for it. All right, I'm just kidding. Okay, look, how about you take all of us there?
What do you mean, all?
Well, me, Mr. Grant here, and his twin brother, Ulysses.
Mr. Grant and his twin brother here, Ulysses.
Mr. Grant, one $50 bill. And his twin brother's Ulysses, two $50
His twin
bills.
Brother, Ulysses. There's no... Ulysses is... If you wanted his twin brothers...
I thought I heard twin brothers Ulysses.
I thought I did too, but I had to look at the subtitles because I knew this was going to be a question, and I wrote it down and looked it up.
Jonah, you've done your due diligence. Jonah is correct.
I promise you.
That's impressive.
Jonah is correct. Well done, Jonah.
Thank you.
Snaps all around.
Jonah has 2 points. John has one. What state was the island in? Jonah.
Washington.
Washington is correct. Jonah has 3 points. John has one. Next question. What color was that bike Edward kept riding around the island? Jonah.
I think it was a faded blue.
I'm going to go with green.
Ooh, Jonah's correct.
Nice. Why did you give him a chance to answer?
Just curious. Curiosity killed the cat, but as you can see, I ain't no feline, friendo.
I was confused. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it was, but maybe I just... I'm not good with colors.
It was blue. It was blue. Where did he get that bike, by the way?
They gave it to him. It was his mode of transportation.
Why?
To let him ride around the island.
Why the big facade to let him run around?
I'm not here to explain the logic. I just don't know
the
bike.
It doesn't make a lick of sense.
Didn't he also steal a bike from Sister Rose or Violet, whatever her name was?
Yes.
Yeah, at gunpoint. And I'm like, where was your bike, though?
I don't know. Why did he have a bike in the first place?
I'm confused.
Hey, we're going to kill you in like 3 hours, but have a bike.
I mean, that was nice of them.
Use your knees while you can.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they just wanted to mess with him the whole time.
Yeah, it seems like that. They wanted to mess with us.
They were really vindictive against him.
The director just wanted to mess with us, the audience. Mm-hmm. That was the real answer. How many women does Edward punch out? Three.
Nice.
Jonah buzzed in. I knew it was Jonah, and I knew the answer was three, so let's just cut to the chase, right? Jonah has 5 points. Johnny has one. And now the last question.
So I just kind of had this movie on in the background, so I was doing
I did,
today.
Too.
I mean, listen, this was a movie you really needed to pay attention to.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm getting good at paying attention to the parts I need to pay attention to.
And now the final question for the movie. For all the marble, is this point actually worth? This question's actually worth 10 points. This question worth 10 points. Would you guys say this is a good Lego robot?